Hello. Hi, guys. Welcome. I'm George Massey. It's the George Massey Show. We're going to talk part three of the B90 Before the 90 Days Tell All. It was a 1 hour tonight. So there was a Pillow Talk special where some of the B90 cast joined the Pillow Talk cast. And so we got an hour of the Pillow Talk. Hey, Joda, they're dragging out the tell-all, I'm assuming because they want to take a break for the Super Bowl. So they want to, hey, Judy, they want to, hey, Jal. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So what are your thoughts? Because they cut the tell-all short tonight. We got an hour, and then we got a Pillow Talk special. And I know how you feel about Pillow Talk. So... do you feel that they should have given us 2 hours of the tell-all tonight and ended the season tonight? Do you feel like that was a missed opportunity?
That was a total missed opportunity. Like, there's some people that watch Pillow Talk and are devoted to it. There's others that just don't care for it anymore. So I don't know what everyone else's thoughts are on the whole Pillow Talk situation. If it was any good, I don't watch it.
So. I watched most of it. It was on, I mean, I had other stuff to do, like I took out the trash, I was doing other stuff. I watched it. It wasn't bad. Vanja was there with them watching the show, and Niles was there watching the show with them. It was interesting to see the interactions, but again, I think in my mind, they're trying to stretch this out because, you know, every year we take a break for Super Bowl Sunday, and next week is the Sunday before Super Bowl Sunday, so it would make sense for them to not start a new season and then take a break immediately after. So I think that they want to be like, oh, well, we'll end it the week before Super Bowl, then we'll take that next week off, and then we'll jump into 90 Day Fiancé OG. Whatever! It is what it is, but I don't know. I was really disappointed. I was shocked. There was some talk going around on Twitter that the episode is only going to be an hour. So... What are your thoughts on this episode? Because there's a few things that I want to get into, but I want to get your reactions first.
So I think you guys are going to hate me for saying this, but both Adon and Niles took over that tell-all. Adon had some insightful but rude, the approach was rude, things to say about being the spare tire. Right, like if he liked being he said to Yosko what he did was illegal, right? Like, I was just like, he made some points, his approach could have been different, and you guys are probably all gonna hate me because of it, but him and Niles definitely took over the tell-all because I hardly heard Sean talk.
You're right.
Okay, both on the same page. Both him and Niles were on the same page when they were talking about the topics, about the people. They're both on the same page, which kind of...
what's ironic is they both have very close opinions. Yeah. But they hate each other. It's really ironic. They can't get along. So the episode started off where Niles and Adnan were finishing their confrontation. Niles did not get physical. I hate to say unfortunately, because, you know, I'm not like a violent person, but I did feel like Adnan needs to be put a few notches down from wherever he's at. He's too arrogant, you know, and that level of arrogance. Well, Niles said tonight that level of arrogance in Texas leaves you dismembered, basically.
Well, anywhere in the South, I would presume, would leave you dismembered.
I mean, that might be a little much. I don't think that, I mean, the way that he speaks to people, you know, I always tell people, be careful talking crazy to people, because every now and then there is somebody who is just as crazy as you, and you don't know when that person is going to surface. So, because I used to say that with Angela, I was like, Angela's going to get in the wrong person's face, right? And then that person is going to meet her with that energy. And I think Adnan... He's it's funny because his wife said that Niles was a Chihuahua. I think Adnan is a Chihuahua because it's funny because Niles was like, let me catch you outside in the parking lot. You know, he was like, I'm going to pick, because he had all of these security people following him around, and he was so big, bad, and arrogant, knowing that 90 Day had all these security people making sure that no one can touch him. But it's like, when we get to the parking lot and security has gone home for the day, are you going to also meet me with this same negative energy? And I mean, I don't want
people. To be quite honest, I think it was staged. No one else jumped in, right? No cast members have jumped in on Niall's offense. I think this anger, or there's this animosity towards each other, I think parts of it is staged. So then obviously it captivates, like it brings in the viewers, right? Because look with the Angela and Michael situation, how punches were going to be thrown. You can tell everybody was kind of jumping in to prevent that from happening. But in this case, no one was jumping in from the other cast members. But in the Angela and Michael situation, cast members were jumping in.
True. So a lot of people are saying that they should cancel Adnan because of the way he spoke to someone with autism. So, and the ironic part about all of this, because a lot of people on Reddit are like, oh, well, imagine how he speaks to Tiger Lily's child, because Tiger Lily's child suffers from autism.
So I don't really pay attention to her.
She didn't speak today. There wasn't really any Tiger Lily today. Adnan doesn't really let her get two words in. But a lot of people are like, oh, we should cancel him because the way he speaks to an autistic person. So how do you feel about that? Do you feel like that you need to treat an autistic person a certain way? Or because a lot of my experience with people who suffer from some sort of disability or illness, they don't want to be treated special. They want to be given the same respect and treatment as everyone else. So do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Well, I was going to say, Karen, like, respect begets respect. So if you give respect, you're going to get the same respect in return. But just the other stuff that Adnan has said, he should be canceled, like allegedly, like when he said, like, about on last week's episode about, and no one heard it apparently, about beating his wife for whatever, right? Those are like the reasons for why he should be canceled, not just. Like, he's a clown. There's a lot of them out in the world. What can you do, right? Like,
you just
ignore them. But for someone who's showing signs that they can possibly be an abuser, then definitely, or other forms of violence, then yes, he should be canceled for those reasons, not just because the Niall, egging on Niall's being autistic and whatnot.
Hi, Carmen, what is that? Carmenito, I like that name. Judy, I agree with it. Judy said, I thought Niles was fine. Adnan is the agitator naturally. Right, I think that he was agitating the cast members and bringing them to that place. You know how they describe the way that you react? People get mad at the way you react, but they never hold the person accountable who brought you to that place. Like, a lot of the cast members were brought to a place by Adnan, and no one is holding Adnan accountable to bringing them to that place. Like, Heidi says, nothing says that if you give respect, you will get respect. But I agree. Treat Niles' name as everyone else with an understanding he has autism and may process differently. Right. See, I don't know. I feel like the way that he sought him out, he went and found him in the back, right? Niles was minding his own business. He was trying, hi from Montreal, Canada. Hello.
Hello, Canadians. Yay. I think he was just because Adam thought he needed to be bigger and bolder and like a gorilla, basically. He had to show who's the boss and be a bully, basically, because that's what he is. He's a bully.
He is. Thank you. And when he finished bullying Niles, he laughed and walked away. Exactly. And that told me everything that I needed to see. I was like, he doesn't have an issue with Niles. He doesn't have, there's nothing personal. He just enjoys bullying people. Right. And one thing I hate in the world more than most things is bullies. People who take advantage of people who can't stand up for themselves and make them feel bad about themselves. They get joy out of it. And I hate that. I don't like anyone making anyone feel that they're less than. Oh, so I want to talk about this video. So we got some clarification on the video. Right. So
yeah.
I need your opinions, because apparently there was a pre-conversation, right, between Yoshko and Vanja regarding videoing their intimate moments. So this is healthy. Healthy means talking about things before you do it. That was a healthy step. But there was no, yes, let's do it. There was just an open ended conversation that was not complete. The conversation needed to be revisited, and he went and took a video of her. So what is your thoughts on that? Because he felt like it wasn't that big a deal.
So basically, I didn't have all the information. We didn't have all the information. So I was too quick to judge. Like, I don't, like, and I said last week, I don't know what happened. I don't know the full conversation that had happened or the agreement or the disagreement. But in this case, he, like, what he did was dirty. But at the end of the day, she's the dummy. And he, like, he gaslights her, saying what she wants to hear. And after her being violated, like, whether it be, like, emotionally violated, she goes running back to him.
See, okay, so a lot of people, a lot of people are blaming her because they're like, well, if he, because she was crying, she was hurt, devastated, and said this was a huge violation, which it was. I can't belittle what the situation is. What he did was wrong. It's illegal. It's disgusting. It's vile. No woman should ever have to deal with the idea of knowing someone has that type of video of them. But her going back to him, people are having a hard time showing understanding and compassion and sympathy, because they're like, well, if he did something terrible to you, he tried to break up with you, he hung up in your face, he called you needy, he said you're not motherly, he took a video of your intimate moments, why would you get on a plane to go and see this person? So how do you feel? Do you feel like this is okay? So, you know, I'm not a zero accountability person. I feel like every situation that we're in our lives, we have some accountability, whether it's 10% accountability, 50% accountability. We're not a zero accountability person. And Vanja made a comment tonight, and I know you heard it, because I know you catch this stuff. She was like, I'm not the problem. I just keep running into men that are the problem. So I want you to break that down for me, because she doesn't think she's doing anything wrong.
Well, I think I have it written down. I think the issue with her is she jumps into these commitments way too quickly and, like, makes a bigger deal out of it than what it was. It was just going to be a vacation fling, and it should have stuck with a vacation fling. That was it. Whether it be Bozo, whether it be Yosuko, whether it be the dude from the coffee shop who her production hired, whatever, it was just a vacation fling. But that in her mind, she, because I think it's because of her age, is the reason why she's not married, she's not settled down with kids, she's not this, she's not that. So I think expectations are high within her family to get married, settle down, like, have a family of your own type of thing like that. So I think it's a pressure on her. And that's why she jumps to these relationships, even if they're non-existent, too quickly.
Right. Because you know what? It's funny because I called them flings, because I was like, she went to Split and she ended up with two different guys, can't stand her, don't want to be with her, have no feelings for her, don't have any much positive to say about her. And she's like, oh, well, it's not me, it's them. And I was like, well, we can't ever look at a situation where we are zero accountable for nothing. Like, I've been to therapy enough to know that I have to take accountability for my actions. Even if the world is against you, sometimes there's like 2% accountability in there that brought you there. The world might have 98% of accountability. Well, but she always looks.
We're not going to ever think that we are the problem. That's the thing. We are always not the problem. The problems lie within the other people. That's the thing. And she hasn't realized that yet, that maybe I'm part of the problem as well, right? Like, she's got the Brian syndrome, right? Where Brian doesn't think he's the problem.
Thank you. That is it. Okay, so Heidi agrees with you. She says it's called lack of accountability. And a lot of people suffer from lack of accountability, especially narcissist people, right? Like, that's the number one of their number one traits. They take no accountability. Well, no matter what happens, you drove them to that point. And I think Vanja, being beautiful, smart, successful, and having so much going for her, like you said, I think she's worried at her age, she might have, like, limited time to get married, start a family, and she's rushing. And I think she takes a fling where she literally had sex with Yosuko. He was only here for 2 weeks, right? So when they were in Split, Croatia, they didn't have sex. And he came here, and he said it started getting very sexual very quickly. I think, and I know I could be wrong, I'm definitely not a doctor or a therapist, but her being celibate for 6 years, do you know when someone is a virgin or they're celibate, sex is way more emotionally charged for that person than someone who has sex all the time, regularly, or has hookups. So I think for her, sleeping with him was on a higher emotional level than it was for him.
Of course, because any woman's gonna like feel that emotional like connection or whatnot. So versus a man, because what man has the same feelings as a woman?
Right.
The feeling.
Okay, so Judy says that he's right in a sense. Vanja always referred to his son as the kid. That doesn't show much terms of maternal instinct. The kid has a name, and she should have referred the child by the name. Interesting. I didn't catch that. That is interesting. So humanizing the child is important, right?
Yes, but it could also be that she just didn't want to bring up the child's name. Because remember, maybe the child was going to be adopted, right? And
right.
We don't want... Like, I want everything that's best for all children. Like, the child to go back and see this, right, in the future, then realize his father hasn't told him that he was adopted, right? So sometimes mm-hmm. names and pictures could be left out due to what they've discussed and privacy reasons, which it depends on the parent before you, like, talk to them or whatnot. Or in this case, she could have talked to him. And then rather than saying the child's name out loud, she just... put it as, it rephrased him as a child, but in a personal level versus on TV, she could have used his or her actual name. I think it's a him, like a boy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's a boy, you're right. It's when you say, because I've made the mistake of saying like dog or cat, referring to someone's animal, and they're like, no, and they'll say, call them by their name, like they're not an animal to them, that's a child to them. So imagine a child, you know, to someone and you're referring to them as your kid or that child. That can be very offensive. You know, and his statement of her not having motherly instinct, I think is complete BS because he doesn't know her well enough. They haven't known each other long. And that was another issue for me with her is she's known these guys for such a short amount of time. Like her, out of all the cast, her relationships were the newest, right? She spends such a short amount of time with them and then she's so disappointed in who they become. And I was like, well, what was your expectation? You didn't know him. Literally, Yoshiko, she didn't know him from anybody before she even landed. And she had such high expectations of who he was going to become. And I was like, well, how did you get to know him enough to know what your expectations were going to be in such a short amount of time?
Exactly. You jump into that train wreck way too fast. And that's probably her problem. She jumps into these trains. She makes it a train wreck by jumping in too quickly. But like on another note, the only children, like we know because we Google everything and obviously, but with Tiger Cloud's children, she doesn't refer to her kids by her name on the television show. And no pictures have been shown of them.
I don't know for a fact, but I think, okay, so you know Darcy and Stacey, right? Darcy's got two girls, Stacey's got two boys. Now, Darcy's husband was fine with Aniko and Aspen being featured on TV. Stacey's ex-husband, but, not fine.
No,
so
exactly.
It could be that her ex-husband, Darren, has made it to where she's not allowed to speak of them or show their likeness on the show.
Exactly.
Which I actually think
is
good.
When children
are too young to understand the magnitude of being on TV and what that does to you, I think it's totally fine.
It's a parent's choice.
Yeah, I think if you don't want your child to be plastered all over the TV, because some bloggers, let's be real, some bloggers are mean. They talk about you, your kids, your relationship, your mom. Nothing is off limits. So there's no reason why you should put your kids in that situation.
No.
So I'm not, because I used to say, oh, Tiger Lily doesn't talk about her kids enough. That might not be the real issue. The real issue is legally she can't, you know, because
yeah.
A family court judge is going to give rights to the parents who believe has the best interest at heart.
Best
so if Darren got the judge to say, you know what, you can do this show, do not feature my kids. That's exactly what Stacey's husband did. Do you remember at Stacey's wedding, one of her boys had turned 18. That was the first time we saw him on
the
show. That
was, because and, he was and after the consent.
He was old enough to make the decision on his own. And, you know, I respect parents so much that put their kids' needs first. You know, you being a reality star is great, but protect your child at the same time. Even Jasmine, everybody's like, oh, Jasmine's this and that. She respected to keep her child that has special needs off of our screen. And I respect her. I don't care what we say about her, she's a good mom because she knows that that child has enough to deal with and doesn't need people that it's never going to ever meet saying stupid stuff about it online. So I respect it.
Exactly.
So I want to talk about Veya and Rory and Sunny. So we revisited their story tonight and we saw Sunny's reaction to finding out that Rory was in Durban. But we saw Rory was there for like a hot second. And he said that, oh, well, I went and put ha-ha laughing emojis on his selfies because he's a grown adult man who takes selfies. So first question, is it okay for men to take selfies, Gina? Is that okay? Like, because I didn't know that that was wrong.
You do you, boo-boo. Like, I don't care. Like,
right? I didn't know that selfies were wrong. Like, I took a selfie yesterday and posted it online. Like, I did not know that is, like, ridiculous. So I did hear Veya say something interesting. She was like, Rory doesn't even like the internet. So him and Sonny are different. But Rory made a special trip to Instagram to put laughing emojis on Sonny's picture. So
and he's on the tell-all. So, you know, you don't like the internet, but you're on the tell-all. How are you on the tell-all?
I mean, well, he was on Zoom, but it's just funny to me because
the internet.
Well, right. It's the statement she made, like, oh, he doesn't even like being online. He doesn't want to take pictures. But I was like, but he made a special trip for the tell-all. Like she said, he also made a special trip to Instagram to hate on your fiance's photos. And it's like, do you think Rory is jealous of Sonny? Because he made it clear while he was on the show that he wasn't. But I don't know. I'm getting a different vibe now. Because why would you go and make fun of his photos if you don't care either way? Right? Like, that takes extra effort. If you don't even like going on Instagram, why?
All the cast said he wants her back, basically. They all agreed to it. She's a liar because if you looked at her when, like, she was getting asked by Sean, which was the only time she spoke, about bringing Rory to South Africa when she could have brought someone or someone else might have brought it up. She wasn't even looking at the camera and giving a straight answer. She had a wandering eye. Mm. And in most cases, that means I'm lying. I can't look you straight on. Because for the rest of the time, she was looking straight on, like a deer in headlights. And when she wanted to dodge the question, or when she's lying, it's a common case where if you're lying, you're not going to look the person or be focused. Your eyes will wander.
So TJ says he's not very photogenic. I don't know. I don't know if Rory's photogenic or not. I thought he looked fine on the show. But I'm wondering if okay, so I'm trying to think of a couple that's like, you know how there's a couple and they break up, they move on, but they're always in each other's life, kind of like Tim and Veronica, but to the extent of like hooking up still. Do you feel like Veya and Rory are going to be linked to each other regardless forever? Yep. Like, are they two people that are never going to be able to break apart?
Each other from each other's lives, basically.
That's how I feel too. Because she's like, oh, well.
She's like, oh, I couldn't find anybody to go with. No, you can, but you chose to go with your ex-boyfriend.
Well, and then the first thing she said before she even explained herself was, do I regret or feel bad for bringing him? I don't. Like, she feels like, I don't owe you an apology for what I did because it's what I wanted to do. But when your decisions hurt other people, you do owe other people an apology. And I feel like she, again, was doing that zero accountability. She's like, well, yeah, I didn't tell you. You're mad. You're jealous. Get over it because this is just what I did. And that type of behavior is why people are single, right? And again, they also asked Rory, I think Sean did, like, no, I think Niles or Adnan did. They were like, why did you?
They were the hosts of the show tonight.
Yeah. Sometimes you forget Sean is there. They were like, why did you and Veya break up? And Rory's like, oh, we decided we're better off as friends. I was like, that's not a reason. Tell me why you really broke up. And I'm really curious to know why they broke up because I need to understand why they can't let each other go. Because Veya's in Florida, Sonny's in Ohio, or I'm sorry, Rory's in Ohio. There's pretty far apart. It would be really easy to cut somebody out of your life that lives so far away, right?
And the fact
but they keep each other.
Making excuses for her actions and then being, what did I write here? And for herself and Rory to excuse their friendship or whatnot is just baffling.
Yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts on Vanja And wait, we're talking about Vaya. What are your thoughts on Vaya? Yeah, I keep going back to Vanja because she made some comments tonight and I just really want to tear her apart. But I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to go there with her. But Vaya is basically saying that she's never going to convert for Sunny. Sunny says that he wants her to convert in the future. Do you really feel that there's no real future for the two of them?
There isn't going to be a real future just because religion plays, like, if you don't have trust and you don't have a solid relationship, that, like, religion plays an important part in Sunny's in Sunny's world, right? Maybe not so much in Vaya's world, but it plays an important part in his world. So, and he wants to bring her a part of that world, right? And together it's just going to mismatch, because look how many arguments they're having now. And they're not even married. They're across like the globe from each other.
Yeah. And the whole time that they were together, they fought the whole time. And the only time they weren't fighting, they were having sex. So that's also toxic, because you can't just have a purely physical relationship. You have to actually like each other, right? Like, you have to actually get along. And I think that they don't really get along. They only have a physical relationship, and you can't turn that into anything more than what it is. Apparently, they broke up, and Vaya will be starting a GoFundMe. Wait, Judy, where'd you hear this?
Everyone's starting a freaking GoFundMe for crying out loud.
Judy, what's the GoFundMe for? Is this for her medical issues? Because remember, she has a brain tumor and some sort of nerve damage that she needs treated. I had seen some sweatshirts for sale. Wait, Vaya's selling sweatshirts? I didn't see, where is this? I didn't see any of this information. Oh, TJ says, unless they were best friends before their relationship, but they did lose a baby together. So yeah, the trauma bond is very big for people. When you both go through something really traumatic, it's hard for you to move on, you know, because that one person understands what you're going through. Because I hear people say this all the time. They're like, it's hard for me to find someone who fully understands what I went through. Mm-hmm. So now that Rory and her have that bonded trauma together, they're leaning on each other, but I feel like it's toxic. But you know, I feel like
Adnan said, like, what if he was like, what if Sunny was to bring his ex-girlfriend to Orlando? How would you feel about it?
Exactly. See, and it's funny because I hate to do that, but it's actually true. A lot of times a woman will do something and expect that it to be okay, but if a man turned around and did the same thing, it would be, I'm gonna break up with you, you're a narcissist idiot situation. So it was a really good point, because Vaya was just like, I don't care, I'm not sorry, this is just what I did, you know, I didn't mean anything by it. But if the tables were turned, shoes were on the other foot, you're right, this would not be okay. And I think that double standard, whether it being in either direction, is very detrimental to relationships. I think when you hold one person accountable higher than the other, you know, you can do it, you can get away with it, but they can't. You're just, it's a recipe for disaster. You're going to eventually clash to the point where you can't, you're going to get to that point where there's no turning back.
Because even
they are selling. Okay, so Tiger Lily and Vanja are both selling merch. Oh, wait, so was Vaya selling merch? I thought we were talking about Vaya. So she said,
we're talking about Vaya too, but I've seen the Tiger Puff, Tiger Cloud t-shirts or whatnot, or sweatshirts with.
Oh yeah, I saw the Team Tiger Lily shirts that she claimed people were requesting. If someone purchased that shirt, can I see a picture of you wearing it? Because I'm just curious. I'm not saying that people aren't buying it, but I don't know if this is true, that people, there's a demand
if
for Team Adnan.
If someone wants to pay me to wear it and buy it, I will wear it once, and then I will have it as a pajama t-shirt or something.
See, I don't even know if I could. I don't know if I could be corrupted. Like, if Tiger Lily sent me the shirt.
Oh, I'm not being corrupt. I just want money. If you want to pay for the t-shirt.
But no.
You're wearing it. No problem.
Even if she sent them to me for free and paid me, I still don't know if I could wear them.
I can't endorse them.
You know, I don't know if I have a price. You know how they say everyone has a price? You know, people will sell out for the right price. I don't know if I could ever be like, oh, I will sell out and be Team Adnan and Team Tiger Lily. I don't think that I have that much moral in my body to just be that. Like, I just disagree with them on so many levels.
Oh, yeah. I was in Talking about them sending it to me, God, if they sent it to me, I'd probably burn the package. But no, if someone else wants to volunteer to buy it for me, by all means, and pay me to wear it, yeah, no problem. You're not anything to me.
When they start their own business, I don't like to tear people down when they're on the show because I think it's very important to maximize your exposure. You know, you traded all of your privacy for a TV show. You should benefit financially. But then when they do it, I'm just like, is that what really people want? You
Yeah.
know, like I was thinking like maybe sell lipstick or nail polish or purses or for instance, photo mom, we don't want a gonorrhea boy shirt,
No,
right?
God,
Like
oh, God,
I
no.
think that people are taking it to the extreme. Oh my gosh, imagine walking around Magic Kingdom with a Team Adnan shirt. Right, Judy, I walk around the Magic Kingdom all the time. Can you imagine how I would have to explain to people why I'm wearing a Team Adnan shirt? Like
I
in
would
my worst nightmare,
not
somebody
wear it out in public, people.
My worst nightmare is I would wear it like to wash my car, and then somebody would happen to like take a picture of me wearing it, and then people are gonna think that I'm just this a-hole now, right? Like, no, I can't support, the way that he spoke to everyone and everybody that didn't stand up to him. This is y'all need to start standing up for yourselves, Sean Robinson included. Everybody who didn't stand up for him and stand up to him and say, hey, this isn't about you. We don't care how you feel. You don't get to comment on everything. We couldn't get a full segment in these three parts without Adnan cutting everybody off. And then what pissed me off even more, Sean will be in the middle of a segment and she'll be like, Adnan, what do you think? And I'm like, who asked him? Why are we asking him now?
Co-host, but like I
Right?
said,
Like
him and Niles
we can't
took
get
over the tell-all tonight. Both him and Niles, they made some great points.
They did. You know what? I'm not gonna lie. Niles did great tonight. Adnan was a little less offensive and more so like calling people out tonight. Adnan has he has to work on delivery.
His people
Yeah,
skills.
he's definitely got to work on delivery. I want a Team George Washington shirt. Judy, no one would wear that. No one, Judy, come on, no one would wear that. Come on. If he learned how to work on his delivery skills, I probably still wouldn't be a Team Adnan person, but
No, not at all. Like
if
his approach
he
to me, but
respected people, right? Because he and it's funny because he forces people to respect him. He literally walks around and he's like, do you like my family? Do you like my family? Do you like my marriage? Do you like my family? And he like forces you to say yes, but then he's also disrespectful and rude to you. And it's like I don't understand his thought process. It's like, no, if you
true.
could get
He's a
married, like
child.
this is
He's a child.
America. I watched an episode of My Strange Addiction where a man was married to his car. You know, I guarantee you nobody likes his family, right? Nobody thinks that it's okay that he was married to his car. You do not need permission or approval from anybody. This is America. There are people who marry anybody, anything, trees, inanimate objects, whatever you want to do. We don't judge over here. But there's not going to be a whole line of people lined up to say they approve of what you're doing. And if your life depends on the approval of others, you're going to have a pretty crappy life. You know, like if you're the only person who needs to approve of what you're doing. And the way that he was like, oh, well, you need to respect my family. I was like, no, we don't. Like, sir, we don't. As long as you're happy and your wife is happy and your family is happy, our
You do
opinions are
too.
completely irrelevant, right?
Exactly. But I think he's acting like a child, like a teenager, because they're always looking for acceptance from other people and
Yeah.
acceptance from their peers.
Well,
So he's a
yeah.
23-year-old acting like someone who's 16, because that's what you do. You always look for acceptance of other peers. You're always looking to fit in. You're always looking to be bigger than everybody else, like the big bully. And that's what he is, basically. So basically, he's a man child.
He is. He is. So Lauren, we got some Lauren and Faith scenes with Esther. Esther also said that they were attacking Lauren, which do you agree? Do you think that everyone was attacking Lauren?
I
I've
think
heard it
they're
all.
taking it like the stories that and the clout that he comes up with. This is like whatever to him at the end of the day, right? So he can take it. I think she's irrelevant on that sofa. I don't know what she's doing
I
there.
didn't
Like just the
understand.
PR.
She was very offensive or defensive, no, defensive of Lauren, which made me question a lot. And I was like, who are you? You're an ex. you're defensive of him. You're there to defend him, which I understand. If my friends were present and people were attacking me, they would defend me. I totally get it.
Not an ex.
Well, right. You get an ex. Usually the ex is on the side of the people attacking you. Usually exactly. Because, right? So exactly. I was confused at her position. I was like, what's your position here? You're an ex, but you're on his side and you're fighting his battles for him. Because if you notice, Lauren didn't fight any battles tonight. It was all Esther fighting everybody for him, which is a really weird position to be in. But oh, apparently it's now legal to get married, same-sex marriage in Thailand. And Lauren was planning to take Faith to Thailand to get married, but Faith was not aware that they were supposed to get married. So, I mean, Lauren claims that they talked about it, but she never agreed. Again, open-ended conversations are not consent. So you can say, hey, this is a good idea and talk about it, but until someone says, okay, I agree, let's do it, that's just a conversation, right? And Lauren was like, well, she can-
a citizen of that country?
Well, I don't know. See, now that's a question I don't know. So if you go, well, you're right. Because what if I or me and you go to Thailand and try to get married? Neither one of us live in Thailand. So how could we apply for...
It wouldn't be legal. And then therefore in the country that you move to afterwards, like if you move to Philippines, it doesn't acknowledge like same-sex marriage. It's not going to be legal because it's not in their country. It would only be legal in Thailand. That's it. That's where the marriage is legal.
Photo mom, you're right. That just happened. It wasn't legal when they filmed. It actually became legal this week. No, last week.
I thought it was January. It's the beginning of January.
Oh, beginning of January. So yeah, they filmed this 2 or 3 months ago. It's really interesting that you brought that up because I thought that too. Because I was like, huh, that just because it came up on my news feed that it was now same-sex marriage was legal in Thailand. Which it's a monumental thing for them because they've been against it for so long. So yeah, when they were filming this, maybe they were anticipating the law passing because yeah, it was not legal at that point. No, Lauren would have to research then. Well, see, Joda, that's the thing. Lauren researching the next steps. Lauren doesn't research anything. When he was in the Philippines, he thought it was already legal to get married in Thailand, and then he found out after he spoke to a lawyer there that his plan had zero grounds of standing on because he had no research. Lauren,
none of these cast members use Google too often, do they? You have Lauren with the Philippines. You have Niles, who thought it would take 4 to 6 weeks to get Matilda over. We have Tiger Puff, who doesn't use Google, period, to research things such as Muslim religion, cultures, traditions, and whatnot. So, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with these people.
Okay, so TJ wants to know what a K-3 visa is. This is interesting. I didn't know, so let's figure this out. So a K-3 visa is a non-immigrant visa for the foreign citizen spouse of a U.S. citizen. It allows the spouse to enter the United States while their immigrant petition is being processed. So the U.S. spouse must file the petition on behalf of their foreign citizen spouse. So Lauren said that he would be filing a K-3. So this is what he was referring to, the non-immigrant visa for the foreign citizen spouse, citizen of the U.S. So basically, it kind of just sounds like a K-1, right? Yeah. I don't know what the difference is specifically, but it's saying that they can enter the United States while their immigration visa is being processed, which is what a K-1 does.
Well, it is probably the K, because we hear about the K-1 on 90 Day all the time, right? So K-3,
right.
Probably, I don't have my iPad with me or else I would have done more research. K-3 probably limits the amount of time they can actually spend here and then they have to go back. Where K-1, once approved, they have to get married within 90 days. The K-3, they probably were only on a visitor's visa. They have to go back. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have little...
Well,
I don't have Google in front of me.
Okay, so after approval, it says the foreign citizen spouse can enter the United States. Then it says the foreign citizen spouse can apply to adjust the status of the permanent residence. But wait, the foreign citizen would be Faith? Is it like...
Yeah, because it would be entering the United States.
Right. So the foreign citizen spouse can adjust the status to a permanent resident. That's probably what he's trying to do because he wants to be a permanent resident of her country, right?
Yeah, but Is the K3, I thought the K3 visa was just for the United States, not for the Philippines.
Okay.
I'm
Who is
confused.
eligible for K3? If you are the spouse of a United States citizen and a I-30 has been filed but not approved on your behalf with a U.S. citizenship, okay, you're right. You have to be the spouse of a United States citizen. You're right. It doesn't work for faith. But again, I don't think Lauren knows that. I think
Yeah,
Lauren,
because people on this epi like on this show don't know how to use Google.
he's one of those people that reads the first three lines of every paragraph and think that he knows everything.
Yeah.
Because I had those types of people too. I would send them a email with like 15 paragraphs of information. They'd read like the first three lines and reply back. And I was like, no, you have to read it all. There's a lot of information in there. You don't get it. Because there's other stuff in there that we're gonna revisit later. So you need to know all of it, not just the first three lines of what it says. So I think, yeah, I think
If I
Lauren
was
is.
given 15 paragraphs of that, can you just sum it up for me in one paragraph and I'll read it? Like, I don't need to read it in 15 paragraphs.
Sometimes you can't, depending on the subject. Sometimes you can, or you can use Chat GPT and it'll give you the bullet points. Right? It'll give you the bullet points and then you'll be like, okay, yeah, there's like 10 bullet points. I'll just look at the 10 bullet points and we'll be okay. I'm betting that the K, oh wait, Jonah says, I'm betting the K3 costs less than the K1. That's why he said, yeah, that's true
Yeah.
too. Because we learned with Niles, he's $8,000. Well, he's got 4 grand paid, 4 grand to go. These K1 visas are very expensive. Love is expensive when you are loving overseas. It is way, like, it is not like meeting somebody on Tinder. Love is very expensive.
There has to be a big difference between the K3 and the K1. I will do my research and I'll report back.
Yeah, we'll figure it
Because
out.
there has to be a difference, because then why would a K3 exist when it basically does the same thing as a K1
That's
or
what
vice
I'm
versa?
right. That's what I'm wondering too. What's the point? Oh, and Judy says, I thought Lauren was referring to him living in the Philippines, not her coming here. He was. He it was never his desire to bring her here because he can't afford to live here on his own. So I don't think he can bring her here because the application process, he would be responsible for her financially, but he doesn't even meet the income requirements
No, he doesn't.
to bring her here. There's an income requirement. Last time I checked, it was 50 grand. It could go up. You know, they
Like,
do
yeah.
adjustments.
Plus, it's in Vegas, like where he's residing in
Yeah,
Vegas.
he's
So
not
I was.
eligible. Or Gina, it could be and Jota that the K3 doesn't have the financial requirements that the K1 does. I wonder if that has something to do.
Same thing. Like, I need to figure this out.
Well,
And I'll
yeah,
need to
we'll figure
figure
it out. We'll look
this
into it and we'll find out. But he wants her here for a few years to work and then they will go. Oh, okay,
But
possibly.
wasn't she here though? Didn't people see her out and about in like the states, like either California or Vegas or something like that? Or am I just imagining things in my head?
I didn't hear that.
Not with
I didn't
him
hear that.
though. Maybe it was a vacation. I don't know.
Oh, you're thinking of Lily. Lily was just at Disneyland
Oh no, I saw
in
her at
California.
Disneyland. This wasn't recent. This was like 6, 7, 8 months ago. But I
Oh.
could be wrong.
Well, no, you might not be. We'll have to look and see. She
Yeah.
could have been here. She could easily get a tourist visa and come to the US and tour, you know, and sightsee. She could have. And well, were they not together? Like, was she not with him at the time?
From what allegedly, from what I saw, or from what I recall, unless I dreamt it one night, I just saw pictures of her. Like, I think like when she was in Vegas or something like that. But this could have been like pre-show, so
Interesting,
I
because you
don't
know,
know.
Lauren was
I don't know
married.
if like I could
Well,
be, I
Lauren
could
was
be
married
wrong.
last year.
I
So that's
know.
interesting because remember, he married someone and was with them for most of last year. So I don't know. That's interesting. We'll
I don't
figure it out.
know.
And
I don't
also,
know. I'll figure it out. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. My apologies. So, but another topic quickly, with last week, because I wasn't on last week's live, but when Joey had to go back and get the alcohol, I was like in the comment section on your show, on your live, I was just like, but alcohol is given to you for free on international flights. I'm confused.
wait, stop. Because I know if you're in like Comfort Plus and first class, it's free.
No, in economy, it's free.
Even on economy.
Even in economy, when you're flying an international flight, it's free.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
I've traveled plenty of times in economy, and I'm like, what puts me to sleep is a nice glass of wine with the dinner, and I'm passed out. And I didn't have to pay a thing. Neither does anybody else. So, in economy, it's free.
All right. I'm looking it up now. Okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol free in the main cabin. Let's see. Google AI says some airlines offer free drinks throughout the flight while there is a limit to one drink with your meal. And they may limit how many drinks you can have on one single flight. But it does say some airlines offer free drinks throughout. I'm sure they don't want to get you drunk.
No.
Because then you're going to be unruly.
Exactly.
Hi, Deb. You're going to be unruly on the flight. But it does say, depending on your airline, it says Qantas, American Airlines, United. Delta Airlines.
United.
They all offer free alcoholic beverages on international flights and some domestic flights for Qantas. Ah, I should be flying Qantas, some domestic. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yep. Because I've flown like Air Canada, I've flown KLM, I've flown United when I had a connection in EWR. So, and he's in, he would be going out of New Jersey, right? That's where he's from, right? Is it New Jersey or Boston?
His family's from Jersey. He's living in West Palm Beach in Florida.
In Florida. Yeah. So, the major airline carriers are all the big boys, like United, American Airlines, whatever other airlines. It's international flight. Most of them will serve alcoholic beverages. And if you're nice, you'll get more than one.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I'm looking online. Complimentary beer, wine, and spirits on long-haul international flights. It says while they're unlimited and free, they have the right to
cut you off. Just like a bar.
Basically, yeah. They can limit how much. Like if you're getting crazy and drunk and you're like about to pass out, obviously. But if you hold your liquor well, you can get pretty drunk on the flight.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So now I'm wondering what he really went back for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless he wasn't on one of these airlines. It said it's certain airlines.
Doubt it, because it's like you're flying to Poland. You probably had a connection somewhere, because I don't think there's any direct flights.
That's
from
true.
Florida to Poland, but possibly Florida to Germany or to Paris or to England, and all those countries like to drink.
That's true. Oh, that's interesting. Shelly says that she works for one of the major airlines and she didn't even know. See, it's really interesting how there'll be information out there and they won't tell you. Big companies are good for that, because it's cheaper if you don't know. So you have to ask to get the information. They don't volunteer the information. Okay. I've learned that from lots of different things, lots of different companies and services. As long as you don't ask, they won't tell you. But there'll be a service that you could be benefiting from and they won't say anything. So okay. I didn't know. But Tiger Lily, guess what? I Googled it and I know. So we need to ask Jovi. Jal, you're right. Jovi would know what airlines serve alcohol and how much you can have.
Yeah.
Jovi knows. He also probably knows every strip club in every country in this world. Like Jovi, he would be the expert on, because I'm pretty sure when he's booking flights, he automatically
he's got status.
We're not flying that airline because they don't serve alcohol. Like Jovi knows.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is an interesting.
Lufthansa, British Airways, they also serve alcohol as well in economy. So yeah, and that basically check marks all like the big.
Okay,
the
so Jonah says, if you're on a budget airline flying overseas in economy, you do not get boost. The ones where you have to pay for seats, bags, and you pay for everything, even your meal.
Oh, yeah.
It happened to me.
Oh, that's like Ryanair. Oh. That's like EasyJet and Ryanair. Like,
those are what I refer to, don't come for me, are the crashy airlines. So I refer to those as the crashy ones. Like, not that anything's going to happen to you. It's like a figure of speech. I'm not saying. But if you Google back in the day, they had some crashy stuff in the back, like back then. So,
those airlines.
Yes. Those ones where, you know, there's been misplaced airplanes and they still don't know where they are. Those type of airlines. We stay away from those. Yeah. Joda, I don't want you on those anymore. No. I don't want you on those.
We don't want anybody on those.
I don't want anybody using those. Those have, there's documentaries on Paramount Plus about those. We don't want you on those.
Joey flying budget.
No, no. With Yara, I think not. Yara would have him book a private jet if they were rich. Like Yara.
Yeah, Jovi or Joey. I don't see Joey going on a budget airline.
And no.
Yeah, no. Production probably there as well. Oh no, production was already probably there. Never mind. But yeah, budget, like I don't see
international. Oh, budget airline and international flights to me are like oxymorons. Oh, interesting. Oh, it's okay. It was Norse. What does Norse mean? I don't know that word. Let me see. I have to look.
Oh my gosh! All these comments. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot tonight. I love it, though. I love to hear everybody's opinion because, you know, I don't know everything. I need people to explain stuff to me.
Yeah, I said it last week in the comments. I'm like, why did he have to go back for booze? Booze is on the plane.
Well, now I'm wondering what he really went back for because he didn't have condoms when he arrived. Or no, he tried to buy condoms before he left, right? Norse Airlines. What does Norse mean? Am I crazy? I'm going to Google it.
Like, I think that maybe it's a Norwegian airline. I don't know. I've never heard of that airline either.
I don't know that word. And I feel like maybe I should. Look, I'm going to look it up.
Google it because you have your phone.
When I Google it, it said North Atlantic Airways. So it's an airline. Okay. Thank you. Because I was like, why? I feel like I should know that. And I don't. Now I need to like read a book. And now I don't know. I feel like I should at least know the name of an airline. But yeah, I think that Joey definitely flies minimally business class, right? I feel like that's just the vibe. Oh, next week, it looks like this is how his bare back looked really heavy when he left the kitchen. Joda's on a roll tonight. So next week, it looks like I know. So it looks like he was on, his segment was on, it's coming next week, part 4. And it kind of looks like there's a hidden, never-before-seen video that I guess production took that didn't air, and they're going to show it, and it's going to be a bad... Yes, a pool party. It's going to be a bad situation for him, and it kind of looked like he packed up all his stuff and left. That's all. But it's part 4, so he could have just been leaving because it was over. I don't know if he left early. You know how production will make it seem like it's something that it's not, but it did look like...
He was taking off his mic. He said that he couldn't do this anymore, taking off his mic. So, yeah.
It could be the end of Joey and Magda, which doesn't surprise me because they're going to be a new single life filming soon. And I heard that Joey was a part of it. So Magda would be weird for them not to break up, you know, because how is he on single life if they're still together? And I was hoping that Lauren would pop up on the single life. I know y'all don't want to see Lauren anymore, but he's just really entertaining for me.
He is.
Right?
He just needs his own show. Maybe not like...
He's so entertaining. I would love...
Because I would not want to put anybody through that with anyone. With Lauren.
I just want to see him on dates with people and the crazy stuff that he says. Hey, Tim. And, Photomom, what about Lauren crying? Yeah, next week, Lauren is going to be crying because I guess tonight, Faith said that she doesn't want to marry him.
No.
No from Faith. And I guess that caught Lauren off guard, which it didn't catch me off guard. I think the only person surprised by that statement is Lauren. We all knew that she saw enough red flags that she didn't want to marry him. I mean... And it's like, he's only trying to marry her for his own personal gain. And I think that says a lot. Like, you should marry somebody because you love them, not because you want to live in their country, not because they're going to make your life easier, not because they're offering you something.
At the same time, she might be doing the same thing. Like, I love Faith. I've loved Faith from the beginning. But she could be doing the same thing for her personal gain, too, to come to the States. Because didn't her mom say something like, oh, I didn't think you were going to move here. I thought you guys were going to move to the States.
She did. You're right. Mm-hmm. She did. Because... I think her dad passed away early in life, and she's the one taking care of everyone.
Breadwinner.
Yeah, she moved, I don't remember to what part of the Philippines, to the bigger city part of the Philippines. Yeah, and she's the one making the money and sending it back, because her family still lives in like the small village type situation.
Yeah.
So she's the one that's making the money. So you're right, it could be that she wants to come to the U.S. and work hard, but so... if two people are using each other, then I feel like that it balances out. Like if Lauren wants to use her for something and she wants to use Lauren for something, don't two and two make nothing, right? Like I feel like then it's okay. It's not a robbery if no one's being robbed, right? So, you know, so I don't know. If that's what they really want, then go for it. I just don't believe in marrying people for gaining anything other than love and companionship. I think it's a recipe for a disaster. You know, like if you want money or whatever, like look at Jasmine. There's all these issues with Jasmine going on right now.
God, we briefly talk about that. Domestic violence is not okay. And there's so much tea boiling about it.
It's a lot. I'm actually going live with Shibuti on Twitter in about a half an hour. And we're going to break down this domestic violence stuff. And there's new information that came out today between her old publicist. And there's people very close to her that continue to verify that this is what's going on. She and other articles are saying nothing's going on. This is all lies. And then her publicist, before she was her publicist, she was a really good friend of hers. They're now parting ways. And they're fighting back and forth. And so now I'm really worried because, first of all, I don't want anyone to be hurt, but Jasmine is pregnant. There's two lives here, not just Jasmine and a baby that could be in danger. So now I'm getting concerned. Not that I wasn't concerned for Jasmine, but now I'm very concerned.
Now, you know, because if she's denying more than one person involved,
and if she's denying it, she's pretending like it's not happening, that's even more dangerous.
But did her her publicist drop her the publish, like does did her publish, yeah, see that's not cool. And I said it with Shibuti's contact, like what he put on Instagram. I said for a PR firm it could be a disaster, but to drop her when in her time of when she most needs it is completely disrespectful. Yeah. Like she needs to be around,
she needs support
with people, even though at the end of the day it will be a PR nightmare to deal with.
Well, it puts you on the wrong side of it because you're like, oh well, I don't want to be involved in your domestic violence issues, but at the same time, you know, this is the wrong time to drop her. Like if you want to drop her, let this play out and then drop her later on. Like this is the wrong time to make any serious decision. Oh, and Judy, you're right, apparently Lilda and Eric are in the midst of domestic violence as well. Lila was arrested Friday for domestic violence with a weapon. So there's just so much domestic violence floating around, which is really scary, guys. When you're in a relationship and you trust the person that you're with and you put your lives in each other's hands, this is really scary. And you know, Lila has a whole bunch of charges already that are pending, right? Where she could go to jail. Right! Well, she probably could be going to jail for a really long time, and now she's in jail for something else. This isn't looking good. This isn't looking good at all. Who knows how long she's going to go to jail for now? But because
we don't condone violence. We don't like domestic violence.
No.
Or we don't like emotional, physical abuse at all. So we don't condone it. We're just here for the drama and the popcorn, but we want it kind of...
Yeah, we want drama, but at the end of the day, we want everybody to get home safely.
We don't want anybody on any true crime documentary series.
No.
Even though I would like watching true crime documentary series.
But... I love watching true crime documentary, murder mystery. But when I watch 90 Day Fiancé, I'm not looking for that. When I'm looking for true crime, I turn on true crime. I don't want it to be one and the same. That's what scares me. Exactly. Right? Like I don't want the two worlds to collide.
Collide together. Exactly. We don't want that for anybody. So we're all about love.
Judy says that she's on a first name basis with the judges in her area. Oh my gosh. That's something. Can you imagine? You go to the grocery store, everyone knows you. You go to court and everyone knows you. Everyone's like, oh, hey, Lila, what's up? That's insane. All right, guys, we're gonna wrap for tonight. That was it for part 3, 1 hour. I'm going to check the DVR and see if next week is also an hour or two. I don't know. I didn't look. Yep. But probably the way
that hour, who do we have left?
Well, right.
We've
covered most of everything, but well, the DVR also was very confusing. It still said 8 to 10 tonight, but the show ended at 9 and then Pillow Top started at 9, but the DVR still said that it was going to be on before the 90 days was going to be on for 2 hours. So I was confused.
Mine said for 2 hours as well, but then I saw that it was on Discovery Plus, like my Discovery Plus app. I'm like, sweet, no commercials. Oh, bye.
Wait, how did you get it with no commercials? Because I can't
well,
get it.
No commercials, because you know, like their commercials are shorter than like the Discovery app.
Okay, yeah,
like,
mine are too. Are
shorter than on live TV, so I should rephrase.
Yeah, that. Mine are too, because I get like 3 minute or 2 minute and 10 second commercials on TLC Go, so which yeah. And I think on live TV they're 4 minutes, so I get
exactly.
I get
I
a little
take whatever shorter.
All right, guys. Again, I'm going to be live with Shibuti on Twitter later, but that podcast will be on Spotify tomorrow as well as this one. And we're going to be talking mostly just about this Jasmine drama. So if you guys want to get all of the information and details on this, yeah, the tea on this Jasmine domestic situation.
The kettle is boiling.
It's burning. It's overflowing and burning. Ooh. Okay, so make sure you're following Gina. I'm going to tag her in this video. Make sure you're following me on all social media platforms at George Massey, georgemassey.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, type in The George Massey Show. Everybody have a wonderful week. And, oh, we'll be back tomorrow. I forgot. We'll be back tomorrow. The Last Resort is back, and Darcy's back. So we'll be back tomorrow to talk about that. So everybody have a good night. We'll talk to you soon.
Night. Bye. Bye.